Charles Cowherder. Yes, I believe his uncles or ancestors were probably cowherders. Charles Cowherder is a student at Virginia Theological Seminary. Charles was born an identical twin. His brother enlisted in the army after college and became Second Lieutenant Leonard Cowherder III. Leonard, Charles's twin, was sent to Iraq, where he died at the age of 24. Charles has now lived for almost 15 years without his twin. Almost every day, he goes to the Arlington National Cemetery to be near his twin's grave. He writes that every day he misses his twin with an ache and a pain and a longing that is hard to describe. He feels as if half of his body has been just amputated, that there is a gaping hole where his twin once was. Today is called All Saints Sunday, and I love this day because on this day we tell the truth. We tell the truth about the fact that almost every single one of you has lost someone you love. Almost every single one of you has had someone you love die. The truth is that there is a great cloud of witnesses who love you all and who have now gone on to be with God. But in our culture, we are supposed to go on with life as usual after someone dies. We are supposed to pretend that we are okay, and we don't say their names. We stop speaking their names aloud. And that is not right. Because the church teaches us that if you love someone and that person dies, they become part of what we call the communion of saints, the great cloud of witnesses. These are the people who, when you get to heaven, they're going to be standing there right at the entrance of heaven, and they're going to have a great big sign that they're holding that says, "Welcome home." I want you to close your eyes for a moment. Who are the people who are holding that sign? Can you see their faces? Do you know their names? These are the people who must be there for you in heaven, or it won't be heaven. Because their love for you is so significant that you cannot interact with God, who is love, without seeing their faces. These are your saints. You can open your eyes. And by the way, they don't have to be perfect people. It's okay if they made some big mistakes. As long as you really love them, as long as they must be there in heaven in order for it to be heaven, they are part of your communion of saints. And on this day, the church throughout the world baptizes new Christians. We're going to baptize little baby Jeffrey, who many of you know. His family is from India, and his grandfather has to fly back to India on Tuesday, right? And he doesn't know if he'll ever be able to come back and see his grandson. And when baby Jeffrey was born, he was in the NICU for quite a while, and we all prayed for him. And he's doing great. And thank you to everyone who gave him presents for our baby shower. And at the Christmas pageant, he's going to be our Christ child. And the other little one that we're going to baptize is Brielle over there, who's standing on her mama's lap. And she goes to the cathedral school, and her mama and I visited her. She is so full of joy. Just wait till you see her. She radiates light, and she is so loved and so happy. We believe that in the moment that the water touches the forehead of these children, their eternal life begins now at their baptism. That eternal life is not something that begins when you die. It begins when you accept God's love into your heart at your baptism. So on this day, we celebrate these two little ones, even as we remember the people that we love who have gone on. Let me explain to you how we Christians believe that we can communicate with those who have died. When you have a loved one who travels far away, let's say they move to California, your relationship with that person, let's say it's your best friend, your relationship doesn't end, right? Not if you really love them, right? Right? Okay. What happens, though, is you learn to communicate differently because that person is a long distance away. How do we communicate with people far away nowadays? What are some of the things we do? Phone calls? Email? Texting? Facebook? Skype? FaceTime? Messenger? Prayer? So basically, when someone moves a great distance away, we don't stop being in relationship with them. We just change the way that we communicate. It is the same when people who we love who have died. If you believe that God brought us Jesus to make a bridge between this world and the next, if you believe that people live in God, then your job is to learn how to communicate differently with them. And you can do that. And it's not crazy. It's mystical, but it's not crazy. So how do we communicate with those who have died? Well, first of all, while we are alive, you have an amazing opportunity to think about what will you say to the people that you love when you die. One of my good friends, her name is Jody, and she was here at the 9 o'clock service. She is writing a book, and the book will probably be out around January. The book has a brilliant title. It's called Missing Pieces. And in this book, she describes how not only the money that you have, but every single thing that you own can become part of a love letter to the people and causes that you love when you die. If you have a lamp that your grandmother gave to you, you can write a note and give that lamp to a friend who brought light into your life and explain to that friend why you give them this lamp. She has charts in the book that you can fill out, thinking about every little possession you have. How can you use these pieces and bring them together to make a love letter so that when you die, those who you love continue to hear from you, continue to experience your love even when you have physically gone? That's one way that you can communicate. But what if you're left here and the person that you love has died? How do you communicate then? It's called prayer. It's very mysterious. The prophet Daniel has a vision in which he sees something that he's supposed to do. And I have heard from people who have had dreams of the people they love who have died. Jesus says, "Blessed are you when you mourn or when you're poor." I think because whenever we have an emptiness in ourselves, there's an opportunity for God to fill it. If you're grieving, you have the opportunity to pray and learn about God's love. And I do believe that in prayer, over time, and you have to give yourself time, you will experience in a very profound way the love and influence of those people who you love who have died. You will feel it. Sometimes I think that I am more influenced by the people I love who have died now than when they were alive. When I have to make a decision, it's almost as if I can hear them, what they would say, how they would laugh at me. They're always there. They're always there if we will only open our hearts to that mystery. And you may see things, little things in your life that remind you of them. Open your heart to the fact that they are still with you as part of the communion of saints. Now, this young man, Charles Cowherder, missed his twins so much that he began to pray more and more. He felt such emptiness that he began to fill it with God. And as he began to pray, he began to experience God's love and a sense of the presence of his twin, that his brother is alive, that his brother is well. And in his prayers, he began to go to church. And as he began to go to church, his faith grew and grew. And now he is in seminary, and he's going to become a priest. Inside of your bulletins, I want you to get out a little piece of paper. And on that piece of paper, I want you to write as legibly as you possibly can the names of the people who are holding the sign that says "Welcome Home" in heaven. On this day, as we receive Holy Communion, we are going to get a sense of that great cloud of witnesses that we believe is always there whenever we commune with God. Now, you may not hear the name of your loved one read aloud because we're going to have lots of readers reading, but be rest assured that that name will be read. Rest assured that the names of the people you love are spoken aloud in God, and that you should never be ashamed to say their names.